Master, to whom should we go? You have the words of everlasting life. Friends, Peter's response to Jesus, speaking on behalf of the 12 at the end of our gospel today, I think is incredibly timely for this welcome weekend and the beginning of an academic year here at the University of Toledo. Because on the one hand, it poses and frames the central question, the defining question of Christian discipleship, which is, do we turn to anything besides Jesus as the center of our life? Do we have anything else as a substitute for God? And on the other hand, with the presence of so many college students who will cross the threshold of these church doors over these 2 days, in some sense, they are giving a definitive answer and responding with Peter to that question. Because for many of the students here, many of our freshmen that are with us today, this is the first time you woke up on a Sunday morning and your parents didn't make you come here. I mean, this is maybe the first time in some of your lives that you had to make the decision this morning whether to sleep. Now, this is 11 o'clock Mass. You could still sleep in. Right? But to sleep or to come here. And in the weeks and months that follow, this will be the first time in your life for many of you that you get to decide whether trying to grow and mature in a life of faith is meaningful to you. You'll get to determine, without your parents holding your hands, whether or not you want a relationship with God to be a priority. For the first time in your life, without your parents holding your hands, you will have to determine if God is at the center of your life or if you want to pursue a variety of other substitutes for God. So the first thing I want to say is I want to commend all of the students that have come here, that came at the 4:30 last night, that are here this morning, and that will be here at the 6 p.m. tonight, because you, with your behavior, with coming here, right, have in a certain sense answered with Peter to Jesus at the end of the gospel. Master, to whom should we go? We have nowhere else to turn but to you. And so I commend you, I know with all of the permanent community, for being here and making this decision to at least have a desire to make this relationship a part of your college experience. But having God at the center, as we all know, is not easy. It's very difficult, and we are so tempted to make other things substitutes for God as the central place. In our first reading, Joshua has to repose the question again to the Israelites. Literally, they've journeyed for 40 years, and Joshua is reminding them of all the things that God has done for them in the desert, and yet they are still tempted to worship other gods. And so Joshua has to repose the question to the Israelites. Are you going to worship the God of Israel as the center of your life, or are you going to keep pursuing these other alternatives? Are you going to keep pursuing these other gods, these other substitutes for your ultimate meaning and fulfillment in life? We also have to have that question reposed to us often because we worship other things. I know in my own life, I have tried various other substitutes for God as the center. For a while in my life, I worshiped athletic and academic success. I thought that if I reached perfection in those areas, that I could find ultimate fulfillment. For a while in my life, I worshiped pleasure. And I thought that feeling good and being able to do what I wanted at every moment was the ultimate meaning and path to happiness in life. For a while, I worshiped politics. And I thought that a political affiliation and political activism was the key to finding ultimate meaning and happiness in life. And even after I had a kind of religious conversion in college, I worshiped what I'd call a kind of religious perfectionism, right? That thought that I could impress God or bend God's will to what I wanted if I just did certain formulas or rituals. I worshiped a kind of religious perfectionism. And so throughout my life, I know that I've sought other substitutes for God as the center of my existence and my life. And the truth is, all of those things, right? Excellence in athletics and academics, a good, healthy enjoyment of pleasure and of this world, a kind of religious devotion, right? All of these are good in themselves, but they're not God. And they can never take the place of God as the central place in our life. The moment a test score, the moment at an athletic competition, the moment a job or career pursuit, the moment a piece of technology, the moment a romantic relationship, the moment a political party, the moment any of those things, which are all fine and good in themselves, take the place of God, they start to become a demon rather than something divine. They start to strip us of our ultimate meaning and happiness. And so, friends, I encourage all of us at the beginning of this academic year to recommit, or maybe commit to the first, for the first time, to making sure that we place no earthly thing in the place of God. Earthly things, as good as they are, can never substitute for the center of our being, which was made by God and for God, and can only be fulfilled in a relationship with God through the person of Jesus Christ. And so we recommit to that in this Mass. Joshua declared before the Israelites in our first reading today, Joshua said, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Friends, I'd encourage all of us, by our words and actions, let's declare today and through this entire academic year, "As for us and this parish and this campus, we will serve the Lord." After all, where else would we turn? Jesus alone has the words of everlasting life.